Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So President Biden, thankfully, has recovered from COVID. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We do not want anything to happen to our president. We want, you know, anybody who gets affected with COVID to live through it and, you know, conquer it and move on with their lives. So fantastic news for President Biden. A lot of questions are popping up as to how he tested negative so quickly. And, you know, should he have been hanging out with the dog? I thought the CDC said you're not supposed to hang out with your pets if you have COVID and all that other stuff. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we can nitpick every little thing. But I think there are some concerns that people have that we should talk about. Not necessarily that have to do with Biden, per se. Because I know some people are concerned about his health and want to make sure he really is negative for COVID. But, and he showed his Binex Now test. I mean, I'm assuming it was his, you know, not somebody else's. He says he's back to work. He's feeling good. I mean, how many of you guys, you know, didn't test for COVID and were working the whole time? So if our president wants to be working or look like he's working, I'm fine with it. Let him work. Interestingly, his vice president isn't positive. His wife isn't positive. And I don't know how often he's around them. So it is a little interesting that in the midst of this wave, where everybody and their mother seem to have gotten COVID, it is interesting to see that not many other people in the White House tested positive when he did. But he did have symptoms, so I really think he had it. But our testing capabilities are still confusing to some, because we have some who test negative when family members are positive and they all have the same symptoms. So we have some that have false negatives. We have some that continue to test positive for weeks or months. I had a patient today, has been 10 days positive, feeling fine. Her test won't go back to negative. Now, here is President Biden, 79 years old. Last Tuesday's test was negative, had symptoms on Wednesday night. Thursday, finally tested positive, now testing negative. He tested twice. He tested yesterday and today. So within a week, he gets two negative tests. So what I think happens with COVID, and I've been saying this from the beginning, which is why we can't have mandates, is COVID affects people differently. This virus, when it affects me, or it affects my kids, God forbid, or it affects my friends, will have a much different presentation in each of us. Now, we might all get a cough. We might all get a sore throat, a headache, some body aches. But some of us will test positive. Some of us might never trigger the test to be positive. Some of us might be positive for weeks or months. Why? Because we're all different. We're all different. Yeah, we're all Homo sapiens. We're all humans. But the virus might not be expressed the same way. Also, some of these tests might not be administered the exact same way. I mean, you would think that whoever's swabbing is going to swab, but, you know, there's always that room for error. How many times did people just kind of go, oh, I'm negative? I'm like, did you really get in there? You know, I mean, same thing, you know, with the White House. You know, was it a really deep sample? Was it a PCR? No, it was a rapid antigen test. The second that sucker could say negative, then everybody could get off Biden's back about having COVID. Now, I'm not saying the test wasn't done thoroughly. He might be testing negative this quickly into his COVID illness. Good for him. But this is why the CDC originally had 10 days isolation, because they felt that COVID doesn't necessarily go away in 5 days. Now, one study showed that 17% of study participants in this one study still had symptoms after day five. But the majority of people, or I don't want to say had symptoms after day five, had tested positive after day five. But the majority of individuals will be, in studies, negative after 5 days. The cough, the hoarseness, could be just inflammatory sequelae. So like bronchitis, if you guys ever had bronchitis in the past, you might be ill for the first few days, but that cough could last for weeks or months. That's what COVID can do. But what about the testing? How come some people are testing positive for weeks or months? How come some people are testing negative? So like I said, one is it could be the way the swab is done. Number two is it could be that, you know, you have some dummy tests where some tests work great and some are duds. And so, you know, but the fact that they are repeating it with Biden and they're going to continue to repeat it just in case he gets rebound, I think we could trust those tests. But the other issue is the way we express the virus. So if you're doing a nasal test, that means the virus and piece of the virus is in the nose, right? Or the nasal mucosa or the respiratory tree, but especially the nose. Well, if you are having the diarrhea COVID, or the COVID where you got some body aches and you aren't necessarily having respiratory, I've noticed that some people are testing positive through their throat, one swab their poop even. And we've had people where they'll test negative in their nose, but they'll test positive with their other body parts. So a negative antigen test doesn't necessarily mean you're completely in the clear. It just means that it's not in the nose. It's not being expressed that actively. Now, Paxlovid, I think, gets credit for Biden's negative test. I'm assuming Biden's test was done completely thorough and they got a deep swab and a good, good, juicy sample from his nose. Paxlovid will possibly attribute to faster negative test times because Paxlovid is a protease inhibitor. It prevents the cutting of some proteins that the virus needs to replicate. So the virus can't replicate, you have less viral load. So somebody with less viral load will test negative. So to recap, because I know it's a lot of information, a lot of us will test positive for days or weeks. It could be that the pieces of the antigen are still there, it could be the virus is still living there, or it could be that, you know, we're doing the test correctly. People who have negative tests could be they just didn't have that much of a viral load. Their virus is gone, or the test was done a little superficially, or some of these tests could be false negatives. But the message, the take-home message is we're all very, very different. Just because one of your family members tested negative doesn't mean you don't have COVID. And if you have symptoms, we all will react differently to these tests. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So here is my question to you guys. Call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should the Supreme Court justices have term limits? Should they not have lifelong tenures? As I believe Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution provides. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Congressional Democrats have now submitted a bill. I could actually read you guys the bill directly. That is going to limit term limits of Supreme Court justices to 18 years, and have the president appoint a new justice every 2 years. So let me read the text really quickly here for you guys. Okay, here it goes. H.R. 5140 of the 117th Congress. They say the bill establishes staggered 18-year terms for Supreme Court justices and limits the Senate's advice and consent authority in relation to the appointment of justices. Specifically, the bill requires the president to appoint a Supreme Court justice every 2 years. If the appointment of a justice would result in more than 9 justices of the court, then the 9 most junior justices shall make up the panel of justices exercising judicial power in cases and controversies. Further, any justice who has served a total of 18 years is deemed retired from regular service and may continue to serve as a senior justice. Senior justices may continue to perform judicial duties assigned to them by the Chief Justice. However, no justice appointed before the date of enactment shall be counted towards such panel, nor shall they be required to leave from regular active service. In the event of a vacancy of the court, the Chief Justice must assign the justice most recently designated as a senior justice to serve on the court until the appointment of a new justice. Additionally, the Senate's advice and consent authority is waived if the Senate does not act within 120 days of a justice's nomination. So this is a very, very powerful bill. So for those of you that are, kind of trying to piece all this together, all right, what they don't want is Biden to, in his fourth year of presidency, if he lasts that long. I told you, I think he's going to retire early and promote Kamala Harris as president before his term ends. I think that's how he will end his long decorated career with a bang. So I don't think he's going to wait until 4 years when they say, we don't want you in 2024 and going through everything he's going through now with the poll numbers. So that's my guess. But let's say he does stay in office all 4 years. And then a Supreme Court justice leaves, and he wants to appoint, right, and nominate. They don't want what happened during Obama's final months, where they're like, no, we're going to leave it to the next president. So now they're forcing 120 days. So that's 4 months, right? Which means if anybody is retiring the last year of presidency, as long as that happens before August, Senate's supposed to approve. It also seems to be that you are now going to have people on the bench, like football bench, where you're going to have justices every 2 years, and the younger, newer blood is going to be running things, and the seniors get to sit on the side and be the second or third string. That's how I see it. So to me, it sounds like they're going to be adding justices. And that a president, every 2 years, could keep adding a new justice. These 18 years will be staggered, where once somebody hits 18 years, because if there's a new justice every 2 years, then that means every 2 years, a justice that's been there for 18 years will leave. So you're not going to get, you'll just get a new justice every 2 years. And then, if you are older, and you're like Clarence Thomas, who's been around for 30 years, you don't necessarily have to get kicked off the court right now, but you will be sidelined. You'll still be there. You'll still get a salary, which means we're paying for all these new salaries. You'll still get a salary. And if they need you, they'll ask you for your advice. So it's interesting because with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, many of us were very, very concerned about her health. We didn't see a lot of the Supreme Court justices during the State of the Union, so we wondered what was happening to them. Many people thought Ruth Bader Ginsburg was dead for a long period of time before it was announced. And there were all these rumors and conspiracy theories and all that. And we had conversations, very frank conversations, about the mentation of some of these Supreme Court justices that are able to sit and serve till they're 120 years old. Now, and as long as they don't have any medical conditions precluding them. So now, the things have turned the other way where Roe v. Wade is overturned and people are looking at the Supreme Court feeling that the older judges are the ones that need to be replaced. And it's a shame that this is the conversation that's happening all sides, because I don't think a Supreme Court justice should be Republican or Democrat. I think a Supreme Court justice, as they always claim during the nomination hearings, that they will be neutral and they will, you know, interpret the Constitution to the best of their ability, their ethics, their morals. But it just seems to happen. You got right-leaning and you got left-leaning. So now we have this push to rewrite, it should be Article 3. Hold on a second. It's supposed to be Article 3, Section 1. I just don't have the, you know, for the lifelong tenure, unless, of course, they aren't of good health, they aren't able to perform their duties, things like that. So many of you have asked, how long have some of our current Supreme Court justices been on the bench? So here I have, I apologize, it takes a little bit. Clarence Thomas was appointed by George Bush back in 1991. So he's going to be hitting his 31 years. He's 74 years old. Ketanji Brown Jackson, just nominated, just started this last end of June. John Roberts, 67 years old. By the way, Ketanji Brown Jackson's only 51. John Roberts has served 16 years, 9 months, which means if this goes through, he's going to be, you know, at risk on the chopping block in the next year or two. Doesn't necessarily have to leave yet, but any new appointees wouldn't be able to serve longer than 18 years. Alito is 72 years old. He's been serving for 16 years, 5 months. Sonia Sotomayor is 68 years old, has served 12 years, 11 months. Aleta Kagan, 62 years old, has served almost 12 years. Neil Gorsuch, 54 years old, has served about 5 years. Brett Kavanaugh has served 3 years, 9 months. He's 57. Amy Coney Barrett has served 1 year, 9 months, is 50 years old, 5 months. So we have the one justice, which everybody seems to be on the left very upset with, is Clarence Thomas. He's been around for 30 years, and people are, you know, wanting to push for his retirement. And it's very controversial. So I ask you, should Supreme Court justices be termed out after 18 years? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if this bill will go through. This was submitted by the House. Not sure if it would pass the Senate, to limit the Senate's power. A lot of senators, even Democrats, might not vote for this. They want to be able to have that control. Many people are on either side are fearing what's going to happen in the next election. So they need to realize that, you know, it could go either way. And if they want senatorial power in terms of appointees and things like that. I do get, though, that you can't kick your feet and wait, you know, and wait until the next election. People were pretty upset that Trump rushed through Amy Coney Barrett, but I mean, if you're still the president, you're still working, you know, Supreme Court needs somebody because somebody had passed away, or, you know, they need another judge. Your job ends, you know, until January 20th, January 19th. So, you know, I'm mixed because I was worried about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health. I was worried about a lot of justices' health. And as we see with President Biden, you know, what we do ask for medical evaluations, medical results, they don't really seem to come. So we'll see. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With violent crime in Chicago being very high, one business can't wait to get out. The Chicago Bears football team has rejected Mayor Lightfoot's multi-billion dollar offer to improve Soldier Field and keep the Bears in Chicago. The team will stick to its plans to move 30 miles away to Arlington Park. Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping will speak Thursday. Their first conversation in 4 months as new tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's claim on Taiwan as the Chinese talking war. House Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to release information related to the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops just about a year ago that preceded the collapse of the Afghan government and the Taliban retaking power with the help of billions of dollars in military equipment from the United States. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Morris says they're basically packing the court and seniority doesn't rule. We're getting some notes and some comments on the bill that has been submitted by the House to limit the terms of Supreme Court justices and limit Senate's power and, kind of force the president to appoint a new justice every 2 years. The junior justices would then be on the panel doing most of the cases, and then the senior justices would basically be on the bench, you know, be benched and then needed, I guess, when needed. It's very kind of confusing. We'll get more information as we go. But, yes, the nine newer justices would be the ones running the courts. That's how they're going to do that. Does it mean they're packing the courts? Could be. It looks like they can't expand it past nine. They'd only keep the active, You know, like the players on the field at 9, but there seems to be, it seems to me that there would be additional, justices, I guess, that are older waiting to age out. Maybe that's also what they're doing. And I can't read all your comments, but maybe that's what they want. If Clarence Thomas, who has major seniority, even though he's not Chief Justice Roberts, but he has seniority because he's been there for 30 years, if he's not being used and he's sitting around doing nothing, would he leave? Is that, maybe that's what they're, it is very confusing. As we get more, we'll let you know. By the way, I have some more news to talk about. Also confusing is what happened with Tony Dow yesterday. So Tony Dow, Wally Cleaver, Leave It to Beaver, very highly decorated actor for multiple decades, but most famously known as Wally Cleaver. Yesterday we were told that he passed. I read you the statement that his team wrote. It was a beautiful, beautiful statement. And in it, they said, it is with an extremely heavy heart that we share with you the passing of our beloved Tony this morning. Well, he didn't die. He's in hospice fighting cancer, but he didn't die. And the 77-year-old actor apparently started to get floods of tributes because I even read the statement on air from Frank Bellota and Renee James, Tony's management team and dear friends. So I read to you guys that he passed. I have to do a correction now. I apologize. Fortunately, he's alive, but it appears he's in hospice and he's struggling. I think this is his third rebound with a cancer that they thought that they were making headway with. So he is alive. His son, Christopher Dow, told Fox News Digital that his father was alive in hospice, but that Dow's wife, Lauren Schulkind, was so distraught, thinking her husband was dead, that she gave the management team, quote, false information. So I could see how that can happen, but something's kind of off here. Most management teams will, you know, reconfirm and, you know, to tell the management team while everything's going on, and then they make a statement. So So the update from the son, Christopher, said, "This is a difficult time. Dad is at home, under hospice care, and in his last hours. My wife and I are by his side, along with many friends that have visited. He has a fighting heart." So this isn't the first time we've had a premature celebrity death announcement. Do you guys remember Tanya Roberts last year? So Tanya Roberts was in A View to a Kill, Charlie's Angels, That 70s Show. Anyway, January 3rd of 2021, we were told that she passed. She was only 65 years old at the time. She was walking her dog and collapsed. So we talked about it on air. Well, the next day, her partner was notified by the hospital that she was still alive. She didn't die. And then we retracted, everybody retracted. But then later that day, she did die. She had urosepsis, we believe. I think she had a UTI that went to the bloodstream. And then she ended up having urosepsis. This is something Bill Clinton had been hospitalized for and luckily came out of it, but she did not. So, sadly, Tanya Roberts had passed away, but after a debacle of there being, you know, all these tributes. Jerry Mathers, who played the Beaver, who was, you know, Wally's younger brother on Leave It to Beaver, had posted, "It is with utmost sadness I learned this morning of my co-star and lifelong friend Tony Dow's passing. He was not only my brother on TV, but in many ways in my life as well. Tony leaves an empty place in my heart that won't be filled. He was always the kindest, most generous, gentle, loving, sincere, and humble man. This is my honor and privilege to be, and it was my honor and privilege to be able to share memories together for 65 years. He wrote actually a beautiful tribute, ends it with, the world may have lost a star today, but the heavens gained another. Very beautiful tribute, very beautiful, but Tony Dow is still alive. So, you know, there's, this happens, but it shouldn't happen. It really shouldn't. You know, we actually had a nice little reprieve of misinformation of people, you know, being announced that they were gone. Remember, I think somebody had said Chum Lee from Pawn Stars had died, so I'm reaching out because I was on Pawn Stars. I'm reaching out to everybody, and they're like, "No, he's fine, he's fine. I saw him at the club a few months ago. He's fine." They're like, "What? Where do these things come from?" and somebody, you know, virally decides to post, and I get it. We do have an issue with misinformation. We do. I think we have to be careful what we're calling misinformation, especially since a lot of us had concerns about where we were going and what was being discussed in terms of mask efficacy and, you know, those who got the vaccine not spreading the virus. You know, people were accused of misinformation who were actually correct the whole time. But we do have a problem where somebody could decide to start a rumor that somebody died. And it goes, and it's interesting because a lot of us get our news from social media. So even though I like to go to AP News, I'll go to Fox News, I'll go to CNN, I'll go to BBC, I'll go to Daily Mail, I'll go to Newsmax, I'll go to a whole bunch of different sites to get my news, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, New York Times, LA Times, Sacramento Bee, I'll look, I'll read, I'll fact check. Many people will, though, see something on social media and as a knee-jerk response, share it. So then things get shared. And then they go viral. And then people feel, all right, I saw my news, and then they shut it down. And it wasn't until social media said, no, he's, you know, Tony Dow's still with us, that then, you know, the whole other wave comes. But that misinformation is all over. And it's really a cluster and a half. And, you know, the management team of these celebrities, or anybody for that matter, you know, has a duty and a responsibility to prior to sending out announcements. And the other thing, too, also is why was the announcement sent so quickly? You know, according to Christopher Sun, and this is something that happens with news, whether it's medical news, economic news, where things get put out so quickly that it's almost too quick. I've seen articles put out so quickly that there's typos all over the place, that names are wrong, that facts are wrong. But the main drive and the main goal is to be the first one to publish, that they publish it as quickly as possible and then they fix it later. Not good. You know, and so, you know, if somebody is very distraught that her husband had died and she reached out to people, is the first thing that has to happen a statement? A why not, you know, all right, let me send flowers. You know, I'm here for the family. Let me reach out to the family. You guys let me know when you want me to, you know, say at the end of the week, we'll say, look, you know, we lost somebody this week. But I think maybe we really need to kind of slow down on this knee-jerk reflex of us having to, you know, send out the word that second. Because this is an example of what goes wrong. You don't fact check, you do it too quickly, and we don't necessarily have to rush some of these things. I'd rather get a correct news story than a news story that's wrong that I got super quick. 1-877-DOLLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a pregnant woman has now been tested positive for monkeypox. Thank God the mom has not passed on the disease to the fetus during birth. Both are doing well. So the woman has given birth to her child. The baby seems fine. Does not appear to have caught the rash. But the woman tested positive when she was pregnant. Health officials say both are doing well. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that pregnant women could face a profound risk from the virus. A maternity doctor, or an OB, said it posed a bigger risk if it occurred in the early stages of pregnancy. We don't have a lot of information on how she became infected, where she lives, what happened. But the baby has received immune globulin, which blocks the virus, an infusion of antibodies capable of fighting, you know, the virus. So basically what it is until you have your own antibodies, we give you immune globulin, or like we had done, you know, with COVID, monoclonal antibodies, where, you know, we could give you antibodies that we think will block it before it attaches onto cells. Not clear exactly what the treatment the mom received. Dr. John Brooks, this is being reported by Daily Mail, Dr. John Brooks, chief medical officer of the CDC's monkeypox response, revealed the case during a webinar with the Infectious Diseases Society of America Saturday. He said it is the first infection to be detected in a pregnant woman in the United States and comes after America recorded, remember, two children, a toddler from California and an infant that was traveling through D.C. Right now, it hasn't changed. The CDC website still is showing 33,591 cases. That hasn't changed since yesterday, but that's a reporting issue. We were told that we were going to surpass Spain soon. Spain has at least 3,700 cases, but it's been over 24 hours, and it looks like the website has not been updated yet. So the neonate did receive the immunoglobulin prophylactically. Both mom and baby are doing well. CDC officials did confirm the case. Their website warns pregnant women are more likely to get seriously ill or die from monkeypox. So, you know, we're still very, very confused as to who gets this and why the distribution has been very predominantly men who have sex with men. This is not supposed to be an STD. This is supposed to not care about gender, sexual orientation. You know, it just, if you are near somebody and you get exposed, you get exposed. So when an infant gets it, when a child gets it, when a pregnant mom gets it, then we start to wonder, okay, is this like the original monkeypox, where you could get it by respiratory transmission, droplet transmission, get it by skin-on-skin contact? And if so, then we really do have a problem, because this is going to spread widespread. We have a problem now. But there's been a certain biased apathy of individuals going, no, I don't have it because I'm not gay. I would have patients that would call in, and I had one where it looked like he had it. And I go, you need to get seen. This could be monkeypox. You've already had chickenpox. It looks like chickenpox too, but if you've already had chickenpox, I doubt you have chickenpox again. You rarely get it a second time. It'll come out as shingles, but this could be monkeypox. No. But this idea that you can't get monkeypox if you're straight is wrong. It's always been wrong. Unless this certain spread that we're seeing right now, this outbreak, is different. It's a variant that's different, that's sexually transmitted. The only explanation for a predominantly men who have sex with men demographic getting monkeypox would be an STD theory, or all these individuals were in the same place and touched each other and whatever. That's not the case. Most of these cases are independent of each other. So if these cases are independent of each other, and it's primarily men who have sex with men, now the World Health Organization and everybody's going, well, huh, maybe this is STD transmitted. But monkeypox is supposed to be the original monkeypox that was identified in monkeys in 1958, and then the first human case seen in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which was Congo at the time, back in 1970, you know, those cases were considered to be spread by close contact, bites, respiratory droplets. 2003, that's when we had our largest outbreak prior to this. 47 people had been infected, but it's because they had contact with pet prairie dogs. These pet prairie dogs picked up the disease at a farm. People were hanging out with their pet prairie dogs, and they got some monkeypox. But then, in July 2021, we had our first case in the U.S. in over 18 years. Why? What's going on here? And, as I said, it's not supposed to be just limited to gay men. Anybody should technically be able to get this. So now we have a pregnant woman. We have a couple kids. Well, I don't think we know everything we need to know. And I think the researchers are kind of stumbling upon themselves, which is why I said, first of all, let's not call it monkeypox anymore. Because, you know, we're really not seeing it strictly in monkeys. We're seeing it in everywhere. You could call it the orthopox virus, but call it 2.0. I just have a feeling that this is not the typical monkeypox that you see. I also had warned you guys that usually monkeypox, the rash will start on the face, go down the body. We're hearing reports that many individuals are getting it only in their genital areas. Some are getting it in the rectum, but not getting the lesions on their face. So it's the distribution is acting differently. So if later they say, oh, looks like monkeypox is an STD, it could be that, you know, maybe we missed back in the 70s that these cases could be spread sexually as well. But that's not what pox does. Smallpox, chickenpox, monkeypox, you're supposed to get by being in close contact with others or touching the lesions or so. We'll see. We're getting, you know, little bits of information as we go. But it is concerning when you have a pregnant woman that could get it. What can it do to the baby? Look at what happened with Zika. Pregnant women getting viruses. You know, pregnant women get bacteria, and hopefully if it's mild, we could knock it out with antibiotics. But these viruses are vicious. And pregnant women getting viruses like herpes, like cytomegalovirus, these things... Zika, as we've seen. The virus is nasty, and it is very parasitic in terms of latching on to any host it can. And so these infants many times are battling a virus they've never seen, they don't have immunity to, way before mom even knows that she's sick. So it's extremely concerning. Some people with Zika had no idea they had Zika until their baby was born, missing part of their skulls and brains. So I'm hoping that monkeypox goes away soon. I'm hoping we figure this out. Again, you know, everybody should be prepared that this is not, you know, something that is just isolated to those whose sexual preference include, you know, men only. I mean, I prefer to only have sex with men, so that means I'm at risk too. I think anybody could be at risk. I'm not a man who has sex with men, but usually something like this, even if it's an STD. I mean, HIV wasn't just in the homosexual population. HIV is still prevalent in heterosexual populations. So we got to kind of get that sort of delineation, characterization you know, off the books. 1-877-DOCTOR.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.